I'm yours. Be my Valentine. I love you. That's all we really see and hear on Valentine's Day. But why? What does the word Valentine have to do with love? According to my research, it is probable that Geoffrey Chaucer originated the idea of Valentine's Day being a celebration for lovers. Chaucer once wrote a poem in which eagles argue in a court of law for the hand, or foot, I should say, of a lovely female eagle. In the end, nature, the judge of the trial, says that no one can have the female eagle yet. They all must wait another year. Hence, once a year, we celebrate the chance to win a lover's heart. It seems that Chaucer created Valentine's Day as a piece of historical fiction. I guess Valentine's Day is a tradition that kind of stuck like a nickname. No one knows why or really how, but we roll with it anyways. Candy hearts, flowers, letters of affection. Everyone has an idea of what Valentine's Day means.
Valentine's means to me, where you're happy.
A romantic evening on the beach with your lover and chocolates and flowers and a picnic.
Heart and chocolate.
Some people think that Valentine's Day shouldn't be celebrated because they believe there shouldn't be one day to tell people that you love them. But in reality, look at Christmas. Those who believe in Christ go to church on Sundays or pray at night. But on December 25th, everybody gets together with loved ones and family to celebrate things that are important to them. So why not have one special day to celebrate love too?
For North Shore Community Radio, this is Kayla Stacy with the Youth Radio Project. Sure.